It was not a cyber attack that took down TN Ready exams earlier this year. Instead, it was an error by the testing company. External investigators and the state comptroller have reached that conclusion after reviewing the crash, which disrupted standardized tests statewide. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The crash prevented thousands of students across Tennessee from logging on to computerized exams, and when it happened, testing vendor Questar said the problem appeared to be a denial of service attack. That's when hackers take down a network by flooding it with data. Now investigators, and even Questar itself, say the company's own programmers caused the problem by making changes to a text-to-speech feature. Those alterations were made without the state's approval. Education officials presented the conclusion to a panel of state lawmakers. Several, such as Nashville Democrat Beau Mitchell, castigated them for circulating claims of a cyber attack without being sure.
And it's also unacceptable that this company still has a contract after this many times of failures.
State officials say they will dock Questar $2.5 million for the error, out of the $30 million the company is to be paid for this past year's exams. Officials have already reduced Questar's role in next year's TN Ready tests, but lawmakers warn that unless those exams go smoothly, computerized tests could be shut down entirely. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.